Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. I just got through covering a pretty incredible event. It's the Global Women's Leadership Network's Sister Societies meeting here in San Diego. Is the initial one here in San Diego, and they had, I think they had more than 70 people show up for the first meeting, which tells you that there's a lot of interest in what's going on with the Global Women's Leadership Network, and especially the sister societies that are popping up all over the country. I think it's the sixth one in California, and there's 35 of them nationwide, so it's just an incredible organization that's growing like crazy. So, and presenting so many opportunities for not only women but men as well. And it's in the credit union wheelhouse. So we're going to show you a few scenes from what took place, and then also a few interviews with Sue Mitchell, Todd Lane, Andrea Rusnak, and a whole bunch of other people there that were part of this meeting that made it such a success. So enjoy the footage. Hey, also want to give you a quick addendum here. I want to give a big shout out to the folks at California Coast Credit Union for hosting the Global Women's Leadership Network Sister Societies meeting here in San Diego, California. Shout out to Todd Lane and his crew for hosting and putting on a wonderful event here this afternoon here in San Diego. So again, big shout out to California Coast Credit Union. Thanks a lot, guys. Global Women's Leadership Network Sister Society meeting here in San Diego, California. It represents San Diego and Riverside, and we are here with Antonia Luna from Cal Coast Credit Union. Antonia, how are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here. We're so thrilled to be able to host our very first meeting down here in San Diego, and it's a beautiful day, an amazing turnout.
The initial one. Look at the amount of people here. Oh my gosh. Huge.
There's a lot of excitement brewing about starting a sister society down in San Diego.
Indeed. So what are the goals for this meeting? What do you guys want to do for this initial kickoff meeting?
So in addition to just introducing it to everybody and kind of educating them on what Global Women's Leadership Network is and what they do, really bringing it down to the local communities and making an impact in our community by really doing some social work and just a lot of community involvement and really bringing women together for executive readiness as well as making a positive impact in the communities in which we live and work and serve. And really tying that in with our credit union movement, which is, you know, the ethos of credit unions, people helping people. So we're really excited to bring this together.
This is really in the credit union wheelhouse, what's going on here right now, and it just fits. It's a natural fit, which I can see why you guys are involved. So what's your take on that?
Absolutely. I mean, we think all credit unions ought to be involved, but we have a focus on the community and women in the community and how we can advance women. So it's a great fit for us, Mike. Today was just a kickoff. It's just the very beginning. I think there's much more to come. And we have some very strong female leaders here at the credit union. Antonia Luna and Barb Kroll, they're two leaders. Both are going to grow their credit union careers in the decade to come. And they're really spearheading this. So I have the easy part, Mike. They made sure that I was here. And by the way, I was going to be here whether or not they wanted me. So I really believe in this. I have, like I said, daughters that work in the credit union industry. It's just very important.
Yeah, and we are donned in our pink today. What does this meeting mean to you? Because of the tremendous turnout, there seems to be a need for it, it sounds like.
Yes, I think that we look at global, then we look at global women's, and then we look at our sister societies. And what we're doing on a local level is we're engaging people in the conversation. Today we talked about initiatives that would affect single moms, and could we be doing lending? could we be working in our communities to ensure that our seniors, especially our widows and women, are there ways that we can make sure that they have access to financial inclusion? So it's really about the credit union brand, and Global Women's and the Sister Societies allow us to kind of mobilize and bring people together from that perspective. I think sometimes we're looking more autonomously within our industry, with our organizations growing. And I think this is a way for us to come together and have a common bond around the difference we can make within our local communities.
What does this mean to you? I mean, because you are heavily involved in this organization. Yeah. What does it mean to you?
For me, personally, it means I have, in my career, I wouldn't be where I'm at today if I hadn't had help along the way, if I didn't have mentors, coaches, and sponsors that really said, even if you're not ready, we're willing to get you there. We're willing to give you the advantages. We're willing to send you those conferences, put you in those training, give you those opportunities that maybe I wouldn't have had otherwise at different level positions within my career. So I feel like the best thing that I can do is leverage my network. And like today, I invited our Q's Council here. They all came, which was awesome to support Antonia. It's sending out the word on LinkedIn that we're having a meeting and getting people here and involved that aren't already involved, and inviting a friend. My husband, Chris, I'll give him a shout out. He came today because it was local. So he put the pink tie and came, which was awesome. But it's, for me, it's being able to give back. And so the impact I want to make with Global Women's is making a difference, using the relationships and the networking I have to help those that want to grow within their career or looking for mentors, and helping to get those people connected if they're not already today.
That is an awesome message to end on. Andrea,
thank you
so much.
Holidays.
Happy holidays to you.